In Cook County, Minnesota, the Meals on Wheels program is offered by the Arrowhead Economic Opportunity Agency through the Senior Center in downtown Grand Marais. Meals are delivered Monday through Friday, with the option of receiving frozen meals for use over the weekend. Who delivers those meals? I stopped by the Senior Center to find out.
My name is Hillary Freeman, and I've been a driver for Meals on Wheels starting my third year this August. It allows so many of the seniors to stay in their homes, to maintain a degree of independence, and they really look forward to the contact of visits as well as the good food that Ann cooks up here. We knock on the door.
Meals on Wheels.
A lot of them yell, come on in, or otherwise we yell, we're coming in, and we bring it, and we chat for a brief time. It's a connection to see how they've been doing.
My name is Jerry Grant. I've been driving for Meals on Wheels since probably April, when there was still snow on the ground. I can see this week I'm going to be in town the entire time. I won't. The deliveries are done to anyone within 5 miles of the senior center, but today I'm not going to have to go anywhere near that far. So I should be done in 45 minutes. This is my first stop. And I take something out of the hot cooler and the cold cooler. And then it'll just take a moment to run inside and say hello and drop off the food. Good morning, Shirley. Here's your lunch.
Thank you.
I'm a little slow today.
I enjoy all these meals they bring me. They're always so friendly. I still can cook a little, but I don't go out anymore. My knees are bad, so.
Well, I'm happy to bring you your lunch.
Well, everybody, Wednesday. Yeah, everybody stops and talks to me, and yeah.
And I too am getting chicken salad today.
Are you getting sick? You good? Because it is good.
Well, I haven't had it yet, but well, I know Ann does a good job.
Yes, she does.
The Ann they're talking about, that's Ann Corral. She's been the cook at the Senior Center for about 3 years, and she manages Meals on Wheels for the Arrowhead Economic Opportunity Agency.
Yeah, the drivers are great. They're volunteers, and they'll deliver the meals every day. There's a different driver, and they're always here, the same people at the same day of the week, and they're very consistent in the times that they come, so everyone receives their meal between like 11 o'clock and 12, just in time for lunch. Yeah, they're great. A lot of times they'll return late, and I'll know that they were talking to the folks and seeing how everybody's doing, and they always report back and let me know if someone didn't answer their door or if they think the person maybe needs a little house cleaning or something like that. And yeah, and then we try to contact whoever might be able to help them. Or for a lot of people, it's the only meal that they'll have that day. It's a balanced meal.
Hello.
Hi.
How I have your lunch. I'm fine.
Lunchtime?
Lunchtime? No, dinner time. I don't eat lunch. I don't eat breakfast.
Really? Well, then your dinner is even more important.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never been a big eater during the daytime.
Mm-hmm. So you'll save this for later on?
Tonight. Mm-hmm.
How's the food?
Delicious. Absolutely delicious. And mainly because I don't have to cook it. I don't have to clean up the mess. But I have never had anything to complain about with the food. It has all been good, and I've been getting it for many years. And the people that deliver are fantastic.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Couldn't ask for a nicer bunch.
Nice to meet you today.
You too. Enjoy the day.
Thank you.
It is gorgeous out,
it
isn't
is indeed.
It?
Bye-bye.
See you next week. I can always use substitute drivers. You know, everyone's a volunteer. And so there's times when they're not going to be able to do it on that day. And everyone tries to let me know ahead of time. And so I need substitute drivers. Yeah, you just have to have a car.
There's always a need for people. So whether you can commit to one day a week like we have or your volunteer sub, it makes it easy for those of us who have made that one day a week commitment. So whatever people can give is always appreciated.
It's really a great experience. You get to meet wonderful people. I'm Carol Mork. I'm also a driver for Meals on Wheels. And I enjoy meeting great people and providing a daily meal for some. And besides, I'm carrying on the tradition of my mom and dad, who did it for about 10 years until they had to quit. And my mom got meals for a little bit until she moved. So it's an important thing for me to do.
Every Wednesday morning, I ask myself why I do this. By the time I get to the first apartment, the first delivery, and I am greeted with a smile and a thank you, then I put the question out of my mind. I like Meals on Wheels because I get to work with the whole community. There's also the notion of paying it forward. If I am lucky, in 25 years I will still be living in my home, and I may be very happy to open the door at lunchtime every Wednesday and say thank you for bringing me a warm meal.
To learn more about Meals on Wheels, contact the Cook County Senior Center at 218-387-2660. This is Veronica Waddock for WTIP.